is Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. Good things are happening at Boys Content Primary in St. Catherine. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. 50 schools over the next 3 months will have their bathroom facilities upgraded, thanks to the Education Ministry's Primary School Sanitation Project. The $100 million initiative, supported by Food for the Poor and the Jamaica National Foundation, will see pit latrines being replaced with flush toilets. Boys Content Primary in Southwest St. Catherine is the first school to benefit under the program. Food for the Poor has constructed a new sanitary block at the school, featuring water harvesting facilities and closets, toilets and urinals.
We are on top of the world right now. Your gift here now would have broken over 60 years spell of the pit latrines, and we are indeed happy for that.
Chairman of the board at Boys Content Primary, Reverend Lenford Newland. He notes that the facilities will have a positive impact on the school's environment.
I must say that the facilities are of the highest standard. The gift that you have given us here will certainly enhance learning. It will enhance good hygiene. It will enhance self-empowerment for both teachers, students, parents, and the community on a whole.
Chairman of Food for the Poor, Andrew Mafood, says the organization is happy to have contributed to a better teaching and learning environment at the school.
Children will have running water to wash their hands, to use the toilets, and it will just be an improvement in their lives as little youngsters.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites emphasizes that the project is part of a wider plan to improve the quality of education in Jamaica.
Quality has to do with the whole infrastructure and the whole attitude and ambience of the school. And that's why what we're doing here, moving from a pit latrine system to a flush sanitary system, is so important. The pit toilet, it is a thing of the past. Today, we are in this place. We are beginning to realize that dream for you.
Aside from its new sanitation facility, Boys Content Primary also received other infrastructural upgrades thanks to a team from Food for the Poor.
We came here to do a job to build a sanitation block, but we also ended up painting the school. We also ended up building a mathematics center, and we not only installed our solar lights in the sanitation facility, but we also ran electricity to the sanitation facility.
Chairman of Food for the Poor, Andrew Mafood. Past students of Boys Content were on hand to witness the opening of the new bathroom facilities and expressed delight that current and future students would now be more comfortable.
It is indeed a pleasure to see such a development. I had to endure using the pit latrine, but now I can see this come to light and I'm honored.
The facility is great. I love it. It will help the children them.
Have fears about the pit latrine. Mm-hmm. Now I'm overjoyed to see that they finally have somewhere that parents can no longer worry about the safety of their children and about the hygiene of these children.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your usual company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Kadisha Watkiss with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you, just memorize yourself, because no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.